whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young.
We're back.
We are back with a vengeance.
With a vengeance. Oh, I love it. And I'm also scared.
Don't be scared.
Oh, okay.
We have so many great things to talk about.
I'm really excited. How was your week? Let's start off there.
It was good. I saw a couple of shows, which is amazing. Haven't seen live theater in a while.
That is so random. I went and saw a friend of mine in a play, and I haven't seen live theater in a while either.
It was really good. I mean, I like any production. I'm sure you do too. And I love a big musical, but I like seeing straight theater in a small intimate space.
Yeah, that's what this was. I saw two one acts. The first one act was the girl's version of the story, and the second was their husband's version of the story. It was kind of cool. Yeah,
that sounds very interesting.
Yeah, I hadn't been to the theater in a long time. It's interesting you bring that up because that's where my rant comes from today.
Oh
yeah, but I don't want to blow it.
I saw a one-woman show of Julia Sweeney from Saturday Night Live.
Yes,
back in the 90s.
I love her.
It was really great. This is her third one-woman show, I believe.
She did do a one-woman show about her breast cancer.
Yes. And this one, me neither. This one is called Older and Wider.
Oh,
which by the name, you thought, that might be a little corny. It was actually great.
That's awesome.
Really cool to see her at a different place in her life. And she's moved back to LA and getting back into acting. And it was a really fun experience.
She was great on SNL. I'll always remember that's Pat.
Of course.
Yeah. Can't handle it.
And she really makes fun of herself in the show and talks about how bad the movie It's Pat was.
Oh no.
So I love when people can have a sense of humor about themselves. That was like her big feature film, and she went to town on
That's very funny. I had a pretty good week too, I think. I'm trying to reflect back. I did have a lunch with a friend and it was so lovely, but as soon as we got there, he was texting me, "I'm on the left," and I was like, "What are you talking about?" And I kept looking to my left. He was sat at a table and I was sat at a table, and we didn't know it.
Amazing.
In the same restaurant. And then I was like, "Oh, I'm so excited. We're hanging out, you know." He was like, "What's good here?" And I said, "I always get the same thing because I do." I'm like, "You like Mexican food?" And he goes, "I hate it." And I go, "What? Why did you say you would come? Why didn't you tell me you hate it?" And he goes, "Because I like you."
Aww. That's a very nice friend.
I know, right? I felt really bad though. But we had a good time. We did get margaritas. Nobody hates margaritas.
Did he get the burger? Like, is it the thing on the menu that they had?
Yeah. No, they don't really have anything that's not Mexican. I took him to Ernie's. I don't know.
Nice.
Some people hate Ernie's. I love Ernie's. It's like a cave in there. I always look beautiful.
I can't believe I've never been there because I live not even five minutes from it. Yeah.
Anyway, I guess that was the highlight of my week. I don't know. It's the only thing I remember at this point. I always say my brain's like a toilet. I just flush everything. I can't store too much in there.
Mine's like a sieve and it just collects everything.
Really? Does it seep out?
Is that,
sieve seep?
Yeah, I guess so. Mine's like a steel trap, I guess.
That's very different.
Yeah, I wish my memory wasn't as good as it was.
Oh my God.
My long-term memory, my short-term, that's another story.
I wonder if that's me too. I don't think it is. I was thinking the other day about childhood memories and I've lost so many of them. You only remember the really good or the really bad, except for there was a time when I was in my parents' conversion van and I was like, I want to remember this moment forever. Uh-huh. For no reason. I remember looking at the clock and it was 10:51 and I was in the back of that conversion van laying down because, you know, we didn't worry about seatbelt.
Totally.
And I don't know where we were going or why. Like, I didn't really plan out why I should remember that moment, but I remember looking at the clock.
I picture that there was some great song on the radio and you were just kicked back with your hands behind your head and maybe laying on a satin blanket and just thought, yeah, this is living.
Oh man, I'm gonna forget that memory that you just made up.
Did you guys travel around in that van a lot?
My dad loves driving still to this day. And we just rode around all the time. Sometimes we would just go out to the country and look at the stars and the moon.
Aww.
Sounds so quaint.
I love that.
And sometimes my parents loved to drive around and look at houses. And we always had a nice, you know, van that my dad bought, broke down and fixed up.
That nobody thought was creepy as it lurched through the neighborhood, casing the homes.
No, I mean, well, I don't know if they did or not. But if they had opened up the van and saw two children and two parents inside, would that also be creepy?
It depends on what documentary you may or may not have recently watched.
We all had on white capes.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
We had one of those vans. That's why I ask, like right when they came out where the seats could come out. So then it was like.
Yeah, that's what we had.
All open,
no
right?
No captain's chairs. Just no. Like a playground.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we toured the South and up into just before New England doing the dog show circuit. So I spent a lot of time in one of those vans myself.
You did the duck.
Well, my mom did the dog show circuit. She used to show our
you
old English sheepdog.
You literally lived Best in Show.
I literally did.
We're going to have to talk about that at some point.
Mm-hmm. I have the pictures to prove it. Oh yeah.
I can't decide if I love it or if I'm mad about it. And I don't even know why I would be mad about it.
I think you might be jealous about it.
Oh, that could be true. I don't understand emotions. All right, everybody, we're going to tell you real quick how to get in contact with us. This is the Rants and Raves podcast. If you got something you want to rant about, we're going to be your best friends and support you. Yep. Send it to us. Okay, guys, the Rants and Raves podcast.com. You can hit us up there on our website. You can go to Instagram at the Rants and Raves podcast. You can email us at the Rants and Raves podcast at gmail.com. And then Twitter.
tweet.
At Raves _ the. It's the actual one, but I like us making up ones.
I agree.
At Ravance. 24JK !
Wink emoji.
Okay, should we go ahead and get into our rants this week?
Let's do it.
Let's get into our rants. Jess, what do you want to rant about this week?
I want to rant about the fact that I have had it with people referring to food as sexy.
What?
It really, really puts me over the edge.
Is this a thing?
Yes. I have quite a few examples to share with you.
Okay.
Sexy for clothing? Sure. Sexy hairdo? Okay. Sexy interiors? That bugs me, but I understand it and I can accept
sexy
it to a level.
Sexy interior would be like black leather and red pillows or something.
Yeah, or like velvet or like moody lighting and dark walls and
yours
things
sounds
like
better.
That.
Mine sounds like something out of the movie Sliver from the 90s.
But with food, like it really, really bugs me. And I see it a lot. And I saw it actually to start with yesterday, a famous chef that I follow on Instagram. I won't name her because I love her, but I will chastise her description. It was a picture of a piece of pie and the description read, "Sexy key lime pie with toasted coconut is about to get doused in pineapple brown butter sauce, baby."
No.
Gross.
Why are we sexualizing everything? Isn't it bad enough that we sexualize our children?
Yes.
And now we're sexualizing food?
Exactly.
I don't want to eat something sexy. I want it yummy.
Thank you.
I want it to be my friend. I want it to make me feel better. I don't want it to screw me. Is that inappropriate?
No, it's like those Carl's Jr. commercials where they would have a bikini model like getting covered in food. And yeah, every guy that sees it thinks it's hot because the girl's wearing a bikini and eating a burger like she doesn't care. Well, that girl doesn't eat burgers, number one. I can pretty much guarantee it. And there's nothing sexy about it.
Well, I do have to tell you, there is. I don't know if this is the reason why it's happening, but what's that fetish called where they put food all over themselves? I think it's called moshing.
What?
Moshing is in a pit for
that's
dancers.
Like a Rage Against the Machine show.
What is that called? Smosh? No.
I don't know, but have you seen the woman who does nothing but YouTube videos? No, pickles.
Stop it. There's a girl who does bread. She mashes her face in bread.
That is disgusting.
What's the pickle girl do?
It's a woman who looks like she's probably up into her 50s, maybe 60s, and she just crunches on crunchy pickle. People get off on the sound of her chewing,
it's an ASMR
which I can't
thing.
Stand
I don't
hearing
like it.
That.
No.
I get mad when I can hear
but
my husband
pickles,
chewing.
Pickles are phallic. I guess it's like
the whole thing is disgusting.
But why our food? What is sexy? Please, Jessica, you're a foodie, which annoys me because I know nothing about food. But I feel like I'm always going, no, right, you like food. But I like food to gobble in my face, but you appreciate it.
I do. Yeah. I mean, I like different things. I'm kind of adventurous.
Will you please tell me how key lime pie is sexy?
It's not sexy. Oh. I don't think it's sexy at all. The same way that I got angry about Tender Greens. Do you know Tender Greens?
Yeah, the restaurant.
So it's a great place, but I don't know if you ever noticed this. They have since removed it, probably because people complained. They used to have what they offered as sexy sides.
What?
That was the name of whatever their side items were for the day.
And was it because they were healthy and it's supposed to help you be trim?
That's funny that you say that, because I said, is it because they were supposed to be skinny vegetables that they were then sexy? I don't know.
Which also gives us the message, like, you're only sexy if you're small and watch what you eat.
And eating roasted asparagus.
Ew, no.
Which I do love, but...
Hey, here's a real shocker. I don't.
Note to self, do not make Dana dinner involving asparagus or tabbouleh.
Or salmon or onions.
Oh.
Or peppers. We'll be here all day.
Salmon, that is very disappointing to me, I must say. I have one more example to give to you.
Please,
as far as
it.
Food being sexy. I used to be in a wine club. I mean, I think anybody that's been to Los Olivos, like, that's wine country near LA. It's in the Central Valley.
We have lots of wine stuff around here. It's lovely.
We do. And I got really incensed. We quickly joined a club because you're like, you know, you go up there for wine tasting, you get a little crunk, and then you're like, I want everything. I want this every month. So when the wine club shipments started coming, I have since canceled, by the way, the descriptions of the wine were oftentimes like a romance novel.
Oh.
I'm going to read you an example of a wine, which, wait for it. Yes, the name is Climax.
Stop it.
Light some candles, turn on some blues, and taste as these three entangle themselves with layers of dark berry, exotic spices, and velvety textures.
Oh.
Ripe blackberry, bold allspice, toasty oak, and dripping blueberry compote evoke playful passion.
Uh-huh.
Pair with or without food, clothing optional.
Stop it.
I don't know about you, but I want to drink my wine, not fuck it.
Yes!
Right?
Yes, that is crazy. I mean, I guess they're trying to... Listen, can I tell you this story? Remember I said I went to a live theater?
Yes.
They offered a $4 cup of white wine in the lobby.
No. It came out of a box.
Oh, I don't care where it came out of. It tastes like Boone's Farm. I was not mad at it.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I don't care. I'm sitting in this theater. I'm going to get a little bit tipsy and enjoy this play.
Did you put ice in it?
No. They didn't have any available, or I would have. But you know what I did think about? Team Sprinkles. What were those things you talked about?
Team Sprinkles. The wine
pearls? The wine curds?
Wine pearls. Wine curds. Oh, that is so amazing.
That's so yuck.
It sounds like an alcoholic poutine. That is vile. You know what poutine is, right?
Yeah, it's like mean duck something.
I actually think you would love it. It is kind of like the national dish of Canada, specifically of Quebec. It is French fries.
I can't.
Covered in gravy.
Fries, but I can't handle it.
Covered in gravy.
I know. Get to the quack quacks, because this is where I fall off.
And then fresh cheese curds on top.
Where's the quack? Where's the ducky?
There's none.
It uses duck fat, right?
No.
No, come on.
It does not.
For all my life, I've believed that, as long as I've known about poutine, which is... exactly about 3 years.
No duck fat whatsoever.
That doesn't seem right to me.
Unless it's in the gravy, and I doubt it.
I feel like there's duck fat in the gravy.
I think you might think of some places that fry their fries in duck fat. That became a trendy, unnecessary thing.
I don't like it either,
and I think it's ridiculous. So they can charge you $15 for a basket of fries because it's been seared in duck fat.
No, I don't like it.
Just give me some good old-fashioned vegetable oil.
I feel my heart going, quack, quack, I'm dying. It's awful.
So,
okay, but back to your wines. So there's three. They have three wines,
mm-hmm.
and they're all called Climax?
No, that's just one of them.
Oh, one of them. Because when you were reading the description, they were like trying to make it into a menage a trois.
Right. All of the descriptions
are
gross.
What's that movie that Mickey Rourke and pretty blonde woman?
9 1/2 weeks.
In the refrigerator, they're feeding each other like this sexy food scene.
Kim Basinger?
Yes.
You can leave your hat on. Please tell me you remember that song and video.
I literally, that pause was my face frozen so wide open. You went into that so quickly and you got excited. You're holding your fists up to your face right now. Did you like that scene?
Yes.
Yeah, it was pretty sexy.
All of it.
I guess food can be sexy if you're with the right person, but it's not the food that's sexy. It's what you're doing with your partner.
I know, but I still don't like that. They made it hot because it was those two and it was that movie.
Yeah, and they do make fetish videos where people smash food on themselves.
And have you ever seen Real Sex on HBO?
Of course. How old are we? That was our thing that identifies our generation, Real Sex.
There's one where they bring couples to like an industrial kitchen. I think it was in New York.
And they take cooking classes?
If you want to call it that. Yeah. All I remember is somebody painting chocolate on her partner's testicles and then dunking them in a bowl of sprinkles.
I told you I don't remember things. I don't remember the specifics. And now I understand why you wish you didn't.
Okay. And also I remember they would take whisks and stuff and like lightly
brush and spank each other.
I cannot.
Yes. Do you know Stephanie Escajeda? She's a friend of ours. She's in the comedy world and she, because they still play them in syndication. And I caught one night, or maybe I looked it up on Netflix. We'll never know. Let's not admit. but she, all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, that's Stephanie Escajeda in one of the interviews where they're like, she wasn't a part of
the
story.
She was on the street where they were like, hey, do you have you ever tried a three-way or something like that? Okay.
And then people giggle and guys are like, yeah, man, I do whatever. And girls are like, I mean, I'm cool. I don't know. You know.
I thought you were going to say she was like one of those women that likes horseplay where people.
Why is that your go-to?
Because it's another one that I think of where they wear tails. I'm just going to leave it at that. You can picture how they wear the tail. No, these are people that like putting bridles on themselves and somebody might control them with the reins. It's kind of like a dominatrix give and take thing, but they literally, it's totally different than furries. It's called horseplay, if I'm correct.
But that's like human bestiality.
Pretty much.
I know, yeah.
I don't like it.
Listen, whatever floats your boat, I guess. It's not for me, but I'm not gonna.
It's not for me, but meanwhile, I'm the one who watches that stuff every time it's on TV. I love to go nuts about it, but I sure haven't stopped watching it.
No. Bunny Ranch, I watched all those.
Yes.
Pleasure Valley, I think, was the cheap. Have we talked about this?
No.
Was the cheap version of it. So amazing. It was like some rough stories.
It's
sure.
Like in Yuma as opposed to Reno or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. At first when you said in Yuma, I thought, oh God, here's another word I don't know that Jessica's going to... I can't get behind. I don't need my food to be sexy. I just need it to be yummy.
Exactly. Please stop describing your food and beverages as sexy.
Yeah.
Everyone. We're talking to you, vendors and advertisers.
Also, it's not good for children.
No.
I guess the wine is not marketed to children.
No, but can you picture if you're taking to Henry, say, to Tender Greens, and you're planning to get him chicken and vegetables, and you're like, and what sexy side
would you like?
Gross.
No. Yeah, I'm glad they stopped it.
Inappropriate.
That's a good rant.
What is your rant for the week?
Okay, so we'll get into my rant. I want to preface by saying I was raised to respect your elders, and I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think they bring a lot to the world, and I think we should appreciate them and care for them.
Agreed.
My one thing I'm going to say, and this goes back to me being in the theater, I told you it's connected. I want to outlaw hard candies.
Ooh.
And I don't know, am I going to grow into that or what? But whenever you're at church, whenever you're at a theater, like whether it's live theater or a movie theater, if there are old people there, someone's going to open a hard candy, and it's going to take them 25 minutes per piece. And if they're a couple, there's a hard candy for her and a hard candy for him. And they are deaf to it.
Is it the crinkling that kills you?
It's the crinkle. I wish I had one right here, but I want them to be outlawed, so I don't allow them in my home. And listen, if you're outside and doing something, that's fine. But if you're in a space that's quiet and they say no cell phones, your hard candy is just as loud as a cell phone.
It's probably louder.
It probably is. And how come you can't hear it? They do it slow because it's like, I'm going to do it slow so that it doesn't bother any. No, that's worse.
Maybe they're doing it slow to make it sexy.
Oh my God. Don't talk about old people sexy candy. Poor Alma's talking to her husband. Baby, would you like a piece of hard candy? I'm going to unwrap it real slow.
Oh my God.
Put your hand out, honey. Or you want me to put it straight in your mouth?
Oh, dear God. I am actually dying at this because I would picture that you would love Werther's Originals.
Listen, I'm not mad at the actual candy. Maybe it's the wrapping that needs to be.
Like a Russell Stover's Sour Ball.
Oh, delicious.
Delish, but those are like the quintessential hard candies.
They are, and they are wrapped so tight.
They are.
And that's why it takes these people 20 minutes to open them. Why don't you pre-open if you're going to a show? Pre-open your candies and put it, well, then you got to put it in a bag.
In like a little baggie of balls.
A baggie of balls.
And they would stick together.
Oh, I don't care about that. I can't hear that.
I don't like mixing flavors, Dana. So if I wanted a green one and it was stuck to a yellow one, we would have a problem.
I got a surprise for you. Those little hard candies, they ain't got the technology to have different flavors. That's all in your brain. That's all in your brain.
It's all psychological.
It's all psychological. They're like, if you look at red, you're going to think apple or cinnamon. If you look at green, you're thinking green apple or cinnamon.
Oh, my God. I'm actually like, you just brought me back to like a major childhood memory when I was really young. My family wasn't religious, but we used to go to synagogue. I'm Jewish. We used to go to temple.
You just revealed that you're a Jew.
On Friday nights, and we would always sit with the cutest couple, Ernie and Bea Staplefeld. Now, their names alone sound like cartoon characters.
Amazing.
And they kind of were. Ernie looked like Drew Carey in the olden days, like when he had his show. The vintage Ray-Bans always wore a suit with kind of like a skinny tie, same kind of hair. And his wife, Bea, so help me God, had a full-on beehive and wore the most magnificent 60s clothes and like jacquard jackets and all this stuff.
And what year was this?
This was in like 1980.
And she was stuck in the 60s?
Completely stuck in the 60s.
Bea, I love it.
But Bea always passed me a hard candy
of course.
Temple every time. It's like a memory. We're sitting with the Staplefelds and Bea's going to give me a candy.
Sitting near someone with hard candies, they are the most generous people. And it's lovely. And I do enjoy a hard candy. But that wrap.
It is bad.
Yeah. It can make me so angry so quick. And I have to be careful because I don't control myself well. And I'll go, what's happening?
Oh.
And which is even worse because then it's like, oh, you're making a scene. I didn't because I was with friends and I didn't want to make them mad. But there was someone that their phone started playing a podcast during the beginning of the show. And I did say, who is that?
And rightfully so.
Yeah. And they couldn't figure out how to turn it off. That's a different rant altogether. But yeah, hard candies, outlaw that. My dad believes that gum should be outlawed. And I'm like,
maybe he should move to Singapore.
Is it outlawed in Singapore?
It's completely illegal.
He will want to go there if I tell him.
And I'm pretty sure I'm not making this up. I think you could get caned if you were caught with chewing gum. That is how illegal it is there.
Oh,
I'm not joking.
Word?
Yeah.
That's severe.
It's very, there's a lot of things that are severe there.
In Singapore?
Yes. I mean, it's apparently a beautiful place, but they don't.
I've never been anywhere, so.
Well, I haven't been there, but I just watched, I feel like it was an episode of Bourdain. I got down the rabbit hole with him. I think it was one in Singapore. I swear, that's what I was watching the other night. But they have a lot of very, very strict laws.
Interesting.
And a lot of stuff with the death penalty.
Oh, God. How do they feel about sexy food?
They probably love it as long as it's covered up appropriately.
Oh, interesting.
They're a very beautiful people.
You said you've never been there.
I haven't because I just love watching travel shows.
Oh, okay. Professional. You make me laugh. Okay, I promise I'm not bashing on old people. I just want to, again, bookending this story with, I love my elders and I respect them, except when it comes to hard candies.
Exactly.
It's just inappropriate.
It is inappropriate. Or blowing their nose.
Yeah, there was a guy in my church when I was growing up, because I grew up really religious. Mm-hmm. I forget people don't really know us, but he clipped his fingernails during the sermon.
You have got to be kidding me.
I know. It's so, my mom and sisters and I would be losing our minds.
Why was he not removed by a bouncer?
Because they don't have bouncers in Jesus in Jesus Town. Jessica, I know you're Jewish, but I want to tell you there are no bouncers in church.
I think there might need to be for people who disrespect. There are not.
That's something we need to institute, isn't it? For hard candy opening and nail clipping.
We had ushers. You guys probably did too.
Ushers.
It's like people that volunteer.
And we had deacons.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have deacons, but man, do I love the deacon at the Blessed Sacrament Church when he sings the litany on midnight mass every year.
Oh, I don't know. How do you know these things?
Because I'm married to a Catholic from Sicily, okay?
Okay, well, I'm married from a defunct Catholic. Married to a defunct Catholic.
Well, then maybe you need to meet us at Midnight Mass, because we go every year.
Mass is so long.
It's not, and it's glorious. And at Blessed Sacrament, you will have the regular congregants, and then you will see everything from a biker gang to a homeless person sitting in there. And then when everybody gets to the part where they say, peace be with you, that always really gets me. I love that.
It sounds lovely, but I feel like at midnight, it just depends on how far I get in the next year, I guess. But usually by midnight, I'm in bed with some sort of snack watching Botched Bodies.
Well, then you are missing the deacon singing in falsetto like you've never heard before.
Can you please
do it? In the year 7080, the Lord Augustus Caesar took the name of Jesus Christo.
What accent were you using?
No accent.
You said, there was an accent.
It is the accent of the Lord.
Jessica! You know that you have an issue with doing accents without realizing it, right? Know. Remember that when you
it's
did
bad.
The Blarney O'Carney for the St. Patty's?
Blarney Killikinarney.
Yeah, no, you
no,
have
I
to
know.
Stop.
It's pretty bad. I need to take some classes, that's for sure.
I do want to commend you on your falsetto. It's really lovely. Ooh, that felt good to get some of that out.
It did. Do we maybe need to take a breath before
yeah,
we move on?
Yeah, I think we need
on?
To do a cleansing breath. I would love to encourage you, if you're in a parking lot in your car, if you are driving around in a conversion van looking at houses, anywhere that you have privacy, if you would like to do a cleansing scream, it's good. It's good. We won't do that to you. We'll just do a breath. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, in. And out with the bullshit.
I'm glad we didn't just scream in everyone's ear, because there's a new commercial where the woman is screaming and it is one of the most traumatizing things ever. It's like she's doing voiceover.
Uh-huh.
They're filming a commercial, right?
Right.
But she screams, or it's like she's doing the scream for a movie, and it is really off-putting.
Really?
They've been playing it a lot at night on like primetime television. Turn your TV down. Be warned.
Wow. This is sort of like, I guess this goes into weird, our job world, so I hope that's not off-putting. So I play Cam's sister Pam on Modern Family.
Yes.
And one of my last episode that I shot, I had been in jail for a while, and I got out of jail early on Good Time because I helped train attack dogs. So in shooting it, they did bring a real attack dog, and I had a dog suit on and everything. I had to go back and do ADR because they were like, which means recording the sound again, because they were like, your screams are so real and so terrifying. We need it to be just a little jokier. And I was like, that's because when you set that dog loose to bark at me, I was legit terrified.
Of course.
That dog was so beautiful. It was a German Shepherd, of course. And it was so well behaved. But when it saw, they train it to attack the suit, not the person, right? So it knows it's allowed to attack when that suit's on, as long as it's given permission.
Sure.
As soon as I walked in front of that dog with that suit on, I know you guys can't see me, but it starts shaking like it couldn't sit still. It couldn't sit still. It was just shaking, shaking. It couldn't wait to eat me.
How do they expect you to be jokier? Again, you're on an extremely professional production.
Yeah.
You would never think that there would be anything but good times, right?
Yeah.
But how are you not supposed to shriek for your life when an animal is chasing you?
Well, we shot it. The handler was with the dog at all times. Yeah. I was never in danger. And I'm sure if you saw it, I'm not the one that they actually took down, because that's scary. But it did. They did let it chase me. And the first time they did it, they didn't let the dog bark. So I was acting.
Yeah.
The second time they were like, okay, this time when you start to run and say your lines, we're going to have the dog bark. And I was like, okay, cool. Because, you know, you're like, oh, a dog barking. I get that it's jarring, but it's fine. I know that he's with it. That dog opened its mouth and it was like this. Like, I could not. I'll be sure to adjust that so we don't terrify people. And then Jessica does a rant about how loud I am on this podcast. But I gotta tell you, the fear that surged through my body.
The sound added to the fury.
Just thinking about it, I have tingles right now. Like, oh my God. They were laughing. We always have a good time on that show, but the crew and everybody were laughing so hard because they had a close up on my face and they could see the actual terror. Like, there's something about terror that they you can identify. It. Yes.
I watched the episode. You do look petrified, and rightfully so. It's just, and you're an animal lover.
And I love animals. And I had been friendly with that dog up until that point.
Until you put on the suit.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Wow.
I don't know how we got off on. I apologize.
What? I love it.
I wanna move into a corner. This makes me laugh so hard. We're gonna call this corner Bong Bong. Where have you been, Dana?
Perfect.
Do you like that I make up songs for each of our corners? Jessica, please start.
I like the gonging.
I know. You came in so hot about this, so I can't wait for you to share.
Especially people who live in California that are listening, but I'm going to go so far as to say nationwide, if not internationally. You tell me...
I'm not sure you want to go that far.
...that you do not know what Shen Yun
is. Stop whispering
it. I will not. It has to be said as a whisper. Shen Yun.
I did not know what this is. Now you told
How does
me.
Dana not know what Shen...
Bong bong. Where have you been, Dana? You got so
Apparently
upset.
Being chased by a dog.
Right.
Shen Yun has... You have never in your life seen something that is marketed stronger, that is in your mailbox on a weekly basis. There are billboards. There are the special banners that hang down on different streets from the light poles. They have... printed small poster sizes and put it in storefronts that agree to it throughout the city. And not just the city. When I was driving down to San Diego a few weeks ago, stopped in San Clemente, Shen Yun in some of the store places. Got to downtown San Diego, billboard Shen Yun.
Now, do they have shows in all these places or it's just here in LA?
Oh, no, they have them everywhere. And
oh, it's a touring thing.
It's touring. It tours the world, literally tours the world. But tell me this, when a show comes to, say Wicked is coming to LA, it's going to play at one theater.
Sure.
It's going to be the Pantages or the Almonds or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Shen Yun is playing in three places.
Within. In LA?
It's playing in Hollywood. It's playing downtown. And I'm going to stretch it. I know this is the North Valley, but it's also playing in Northridge. There are three locations within Los Angeles County to see this show. It is hitting up multiple towns on its way down to the OC.
Different casts? They have three different casts?
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's the same. Who knows?
Overworked. What is the show? I don't understand.
The show?
And also, I don't know how. I think I've seen little flyers for it. We have those flag things that hang from the streetlights.
Yes, but you said you did not. So I maybe it's ringing a bell now.
Maybe a little bit, but not as much as for you. I haven't gotten flyers in the mail. Nobody's handed me anything.
It's everywhere. It's kind of like...
What's the show?
It is described as where Earth meets heaven. It is a show that just, you know, when you see that, and also the commercials on TV, you watch TV, they have commercials every night for it. When you see it, it looks like an enchanting show of traditional Chinese dance and music with beautiful costumes and the
like
beautiful painted sets. Not even so much acrobatics as people seemingly flying through the air, right?
Oh.
With their billowy costumes.
Like a relaxed crouching tiger?
Oh my.
Is that bad to say?
No, but
no,
that's hilarious. No, I know. Yeah, maybe not as stylized as that, but yes,
okay.
I see where you're going with that.
Thank you, Jessica.
So I have been obsessed with this for years, and like this year, I'm like bursting at the seams. Nobody will go with me. It's become a joke. Amongst a group of friends, the cheapest tickets are $85.
No,
and that is,
you.
Yes, that is to sit in like the upper nosebleed seats. And so I've started reading more about it because I'm like, why is so many people have a problem with Shen Yun?
Yeah, because you said when you took a flyer, someone was upset with you.
Well, somebody judged me. I was walking into a play and there was a woman standing outside that had nothing to do with the center where we were seeing the show, handing out Shen Yun flyers. And I walked up with a huge smile on my face and my friends were giggling. They knew I was going to grab one. And this woman chastised me, she thought under her breath, but I heard her loud and clear and said, oh my God, she just took the Shen Yun. First of all, the Shen Yun. because I took the flyer. And I turned around. I was so...
This
like,
is my favorite part of the story.
Appalled. Like, how dare you? And it's none of your business. And I looked at her said, this is an ongoing inside joke, and I took this so I could make a video of it later to share with my friends.
I love how you got so defensive and you're like, do not judge me. This is a bit. I am making fun of Shinya. Don't you dare come up against me and my bits.
For real.
But also you're still insulting Shinya.
She giggled. And I think I relieved her because I think she was scared.
But why are people mad about it?
Okay, so people apparently, from what I can gather, and I have kind of fallen down the rabbit hole with this too, reading about it, the Chinese government views it as the propaganda wing of the Falun Gong movement and considers that a threat to their rule, assuming to communist rule. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn with this from what little I know. They also call them an anti-society cult. Oh. I'm just trying to wonder how a dance troupe is a cult.
Has that much power, yeah.
But yet they say that it's promoting Chinese culture and oriental charm. So
they hate it and love it?
I don't understand, but apparently there's subliminal things throughout where the Chinese government accuses, again, this Falun Gong movement as being anti-Chinese government. From what I can tell, and my God, I may not be right, I'm like, so there's harm in them making a beautiful show with music and dance, showing the traditional cultural things that people would be intrigued about with another culture or part of the world. It's so weird. I'm still so angry that Dana does not know about Shenyun.
Stop whispering.
I'm going to start making videos and sending them to her.
No, stop it.
Yes.
Okay, when you see the commercials or hear about it on the TV commercials, when they say the name of the show, do they whisper it?
They do not.
Yeah, you just took over their marketing campaign and decided to start whispering the name of the show.
Because it adds to the mystique.
Not that it's this culture, this beautiful culture that we're learning about. You're like, no, we want to add to the mystique by whispering the name.
It deserves a soft touch.
All right.
It is not something that should be called Shenyun.
Oh, God.
That just sounds like angry.
It does. You're right. All right. You swayed me. I'll tell you how to shut Shenyun down if they want to.
The power of the whisper.
What? Send a bunch of people with hard candies.
If
the audience is filled with hard candy wrappers, nobody's going to go see that.
That would be really, really disrespectful.
Wouldn't it, though? Wouldn't it? It would shut it down.
And would ruin my experience. I will be seeing it come hell or high water. I'm going to let you know that right now.
Okay.
I don't care if I go by myself.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
For a bit.
It is.
Because you know you're going to make bits off of it.
That's right.
Are you going to appreciate the culture?
I went to China for 15 days for work.
Whoa, calm down.
I realize I just gave you the death eye again. How dare you not know how I feel about China?
You know what I love about you, Jessica? Your passion. Okay, we gotta keep moving, all right?
Yes.
So I'm gonna do my weirdo of the week and I'll do it very fast. I found this. This is a Huffington Post article by David Moy. And I just want to read you the title. This is why I had to pick it. Man covers himself. Oh my God, it's so weird how things are not symbiotic, like come together perfectly.
Yeah.
What is that, kismet or?
Sure.
Man covers himself in peanut butter and walks around dog park after losing bet.
No.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Did he get attacked by a dog?
Besides the peanut butter, Stephen Shrout walked around the dog park in a gold Speedo. There's a video of it. We're going to have to tag it in our show notes or post on Instagram or something. So let me tell you about it. A man in Arlington, Texas, who came in last in his fantasy football league, had to do a very nutty thing as a punishment.
Mm-mm.
All right. David Moy, I do not approve of that joke. Okay, here we go. Stephen Shrout, 25, of course, because who wants to see a 75-year-old man covered in peanut butter licked by dogs?
Oh.
had never played fantasy football before this year, but decided to join a league with some high school friends who had been playing together since 2009. It was my first year. I didn't do any kind of studying at first. Bad move, dude.
Right?
Yeah, that's real serious. I just kind of jumped in. He was dogged by bad luck. David, I can't. He was dogged by bad luck from the beginning when his top draft choice, Pittsburgh Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell, ended up sitting out the entire season. As a result, Shrout was given the choice. Oh, this is interesting. Mm. Given the choice of paying $250 to the winning person or performing a humiliating stunt. What would you do?
I would probably sell whatever I had to come up with the money.
I would too. I don't trust my friends. Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
I'll pay the money. I'll find a way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Shrout chose to do the stunt. Bad move, dude. Standing in a Dallas dog park for 10 minutes, clad only in a gold Speedo. And oh yeah, covered in peanut butter.
Nope.
I said, that's not a big challenge. No one believed me. They're like, no way he's going to do it, Shrout told the station. But Shrout went through with it last Wednesday, hoping to get out of the sticky situation without a hitch. David Moy. Stop making jokes. The story's funny enough. Don't add to it.
I know.
You can't beat man covered in peanut butter licked by dogs. You
stop
can't.
Trying
stop
to be
trying.
Punny.
Jessica, you're close enough to hit. Although Shrout hoped to fulfill the terms of the bet without being seen too much, there was a video of his experience and it's gone viral. I haven't watched it. We're going to have to share it.
Oh, no.
Still, he's learned a valuable lesson. I will play fantasy football again, but probably not with the same guys, he said with a laugh. You can... David had to get in this last dig. David, I may have to tweet you, and I don't use Twitter. You can see a video of Shroud's nutty adventure.
No.
Above.
Nope.
Why did I just... It shot me back. I'm going to have to take a breath. Oh, or I'm going to start ranting about David and his his punny puns.
Oh, I don't
my
like
God.
That.
Can you believe, would you allow yourself to be covered in sexy peanut butter and let dogs lick it?
Absolutely
up?
Not.
You know, those dogs are going crazy.
That's really gross. And that's, again, that's another fetish in itself.
Ew. But these guys weren't doing it for
no.
Fetish. Yeah. But still.
But there's probably an episode of Real Sex about this.
I feel like I've listened to a true crime story where somebody gets his nuts covered in peanut butter and has a, like, a potbelly pig lick it off or something.
That he thought was going to say teacup size and now is 300 pounds.
Exactly. Yeah. But you got to be careful. I do too. You got to be careful though, because a pig will eat you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we eat them. I don't blame them.
But bone and all.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that. And I don't remember what movie it was. Maybe it was one of the Godfathers. Am I crazy?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, why are they dumping a body in there? And someone's like, because it will be gone. Okay. But the bone, they're like, no, you don't get it. There will not be 1 inch mm-mm. of that person left.
Yeah. So don't cover yourself. Don't That's cover crazy. Your balls in peanut butter.
What are their teeth like
you?
That they can do that?
They have teeth.
I know, but to chomp through bone?
Jessica.
It's not a great white shark. It's a pig. I thought they eat slop.
They do eat slop. They're probably bones in slop.
Yeah. Slop just always looks like a mushy pile of gruel.
Just want to point out, you fell into an accent for no reason. Okay, should we move on to our rave section?
Let's do it.
So we've gotten out the bad guys. We're going to fill up our tanks with goodness,
mm-hmm.
yeah? Yeah, motherfuckers. Jessica, do you want to go first? Because I feel like I just talked a lot.
No, you did not. Sure. This rave is something that is very near and dear to my heart because this person who started this organization was a childhood friend of my brother.
Oh.
And it is also based in my hometown of Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't tell you how special it is to watch someone that you know do something just from the love of their own heart. That sounds so cheesy how I just said that. Watching somebody do something just to help other people, no motive or thing. I mean, and that's how a lot of things start, with charitable things and things that are grassroots. This is an organization called Hope Through Soap, and it's spelled Hope, T-H-R-U, Soap.
Okay.
Hope Through Soap, changing lives one shower at a time. And this was started by a man named Jason Winters. He started small and is now really expanded, and I'll get to that. It started with a mobile shower unit.
Mm-hmm.
So he hooked up literally like a mobile, like almost like a little trailer
mm-hmm.
that's like a traveling shower that he could hook up like to the back of his truck. And they provide hot showers, haircuts, clothing, food, and all hygiene products
wow.
to people in need. And how it works is they will go to an area and they will announce where it's going to be and then set up shop there. And it started again, just like with a shower and getting some people coming out willing to give haircuts. Now it has grown so much, they've turned it into a block party. They call it a block party when they do it. They bring music. They have people, volunteers of all types, to come out and help, whether it's to prepare the food. They've actually done the donations, people volunteering their time to give haircuts, things like that. And last year, they provided over 1,000 showers, over 400 haircuts, over 8,000 hot meals.
Wow.
Literally busloads of clothing, backpacks, shoes, blankets, and everything in between. You should follow them on Facebook. That that is where he posts the most. And that is also, if you are local in the Atlanta area, you can see they're going to say, hey, we're going to be on the corner of Peachtree and wherever. And then people can contact them to donate their time and or any goods to people. And I got really excited because I noticed that he is now expanded to, they have an actual headquarters because they've gotten so many donations. They now have a room and that is where they can accept all donations and sort it. So they've been building all these crazy, like super long racks around the place. They have volunteers to come in and sort all the clothes by male, female, sizes, age, all that kind of stuff. It all runs on volunteers and donations, and you can find them on facebook.com/hope. Through soap, HOPETHRUSOAP. The website is hopethroughsoap.org. And something that I love, he has a little video on his website. He's such a humble guy. And it's such a simple quote, but he says, if we can all make someone's day better than the day before, the world would be a better place.
Wow.
So definitely check them out. And he's got so many different people who are donating to them. And I just think it's amazing. Like once something starts and you get the word out, he gets local restaurants. Like 1 week, somebody will come and they'll donate all the burgers.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like a snowball of goodness.
Yeah.
I love it.
A little like handmade soap company donated boxes of soap to them. Wow. I saw another, you know, it's winter still. Somebody donated like cases of chapstick and hot hands, the things that you snap and put in your boots.
Put in your pockets and in your hands.
Like, again, something we, a lot of us take for granted and never think about.
Yeah.
The dignity that he is giving to these people by sending them off with a shower and a haircut and fresh clothing is just amazing. Mm-hmm. So I highly encourage you to check them out on Facebook. It's a really fun thing to follow. Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes people are a little judgy about helping the homeless because growing up, people would say they're just going to go buy booze. Mm-hmm. Or they're just going to, you know, it doesn't really matter how they got in that situation.
Right.
As fellow human beings, it doesn't hurt us to show kindness.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And he brings that up too, actually. He says everybody assumes it's drugs or alcohol, and it's not.
But that's not always the case.
It could be mental illness. It could be depression. There are a lot of people that were in highly abusive environments or relationships, and they just had to go.
Yeah. Sometimes the stress of life was too much, and they just had to get away.
Yeah.
You never know somebody's circumstances, and honestly, it's none of your business.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't need to stop. I love that. It's really beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, of course.
I brought a rave today that's just a quick good news story instead of an organization, because we say, you know, we want to... Someone sent me a letter just shouting out their mom. Mm. And it was really lovely. I may share that soon. But this one today, I kind of wanted to give back to the elderly because I felt like I slammed them with the candy wrapping.
Oh my gosh.
So this is an article by Stephanie Officer, and it's a pretty popular story. You guys may have heard about it. Elderly man relives lifetime of memories thanks to eBay purchase. So basically what happened was a guy sold a VHS on eBay. He lives in St. Louis, Missouri. His name is Matt Schaukry. I don't think I'm pronouncing that right. But anyway, he got a letter back from the person who bought the VHS. And I love this so much. So the 86-year-old was so filled with gratitude, he decided to send the St. Louis, Missouri resident a letter. And here's what the letter said. I watched tapes of my retirement party, which I had never seen before. Mm. Jeez, we were young. Then a tape of my wedding with all the family and friends, many of which are no longer around. Then skiing trips, kids growing up, travels, and most importantly, the gentle maturing of my family, each one more fun than the last, all thanks to your generous selling of the VHS player. I thought you would appreciate how much someone has enjoyed your offer. Best regards, Don. Shrucky told the local TV station that he didn't expect to receive the response, but he says he wants to write Don back and let him know that he will digitize his VHS tape so he can relive his fondest memories whenever he likes.
Oh,
is that not the sweetest?
I love that.
Like, that's something that I'm not great at, but I do try to do, is to thank people. And sometimes there's something really special. We talked a little bit about this in our first episode, I think, about like snail mail, how you hand make cards for people.
Totally.
So the fact that this man took the time, I mean, we would laugh going, why would you want a VHS, you know? But clearly this man got a chance to like really have some good time with his memories and with people who aren't here anymore. And I love that he thanked the man. And I also love that the man's like, oh my God, I love you so much. I'm going to make these digital.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was such a good feel.
But then he better send him a DVD player to go along with those new digitized discs.
This is really getting big. This is getting out of control.
I'm devastated now that you said that, because I used to have a DVD that also had VHS
in it. So did I.
And I got rid of it. I know, and I'm devastated.
We did too. But we finally got rid of all our VHS tapes.
I know.
And now we have tons of DVDs that are not Blu-rays.
Right.
It's just like keeps going. No. Also, the only thing, this is because I'm messed up. This is how, what a terrible person I am. I'm like, what if he gets all these tapes from this old man and accidentally gets like a sex tape?
Oh boy. You mean like some of the movies that were labeled when I was a kid?
I'm sorry?
They were mislabeled and we had a huge library.
Should you be sharing this?
Maybe not.
Did you see sex tapes of your parents, Jessica?
No, not of my parents. And they weren't really even a sex tape, but Caligula was pretty racy. Is that a porno?
It's not a porno. It's a, it might as well be. Yeah.
It was labeled. It was labeled as The Sound of Music.
Nope.
And it was not
even
The
close.
Sound of Music.
I'll tell you, I watched Caligula on like Netflix once and Dan Tipton was out of town and I was like, oh, he's going to think that I'm watching that for porn. But I wasn't really. I just always heard about it.
You were watching it for the historic facts.
No, I wanted to see what the hubbub was about.
Oh, I didn't realize Helen Mirren was in that.
Yeah, she's super nakes and all of it.
I might have to go back and revisit.
See what I mean? You can't help it.
I know.
Anyway, did I just ruin that good news story by being like, what if he's a sex tape?
No, I love it. And like you said, that is a great point. A lot of people do not take the time to think. Like everybody is quick to complain about a service or about an item or whatever it is. And it is so rare for people to actually say, you know what? I had a great experience, or your employee really did a wonderful job. Whatever
it's
it is,
so lovely.
It's lovely. And it doesn't take much time.
Nah.
I try to do it sometimes, not all the time. But
well, you're a real national treasure, Jessica. No, I try to, too. Especially if somebody asks me to.
Yeah, well, I don't like that.
I do because sometimes they get money for it and I get it. And if they just go, if you want to do a survey and mention my name and circle it, then I'm cool with it.
That's fine. But like, for instance, at work the other day, a guy came in with an Instacart delivery and told my coworker, and if you could please give me a 5-star review, I would really appreciate it. It's like, dude, you didn't even barely get in the door. You didn't ask where we wanted the stuff and you forgot 5 things on the order.
Oh,
well,
that's
unacceptable. About how many stars you get.
Yeah.
But like if you're at a restaurant or wherever and they have a little comment card, it takes 2 seconds. Check the boxes. You don't even have to put your name.
They might get some money or a free lunch or
exactly.
something. But don't you tell me how many stars to give you.
Absolutely not.
Jessica!
Dana!
I think that's our show.
I think we did it.
I think we did. I really enjoyed breathing with you this week.
Yes.
I hope everybody else did too. I definitely feel like I want people to know I don't hate the elderly.
She does not at
I
all.
Do. I think we got some good aggravations out, some good stuff in.
Yep.
Do you want to tell people how to get a hold of us?
I sure do. You can find us at our website, therantsandravespodcast.com, on Instagram at therantsandravespodcast. Email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail. And then if you want to contact Dana specifically, because she's on it all the time, Twitter at raves underscore the.
You're so funny. Jessica, let's give everybody a point to ponder. This week, I just want to ask you guys this question. Please write in, give us your rants, give us your raves. And then if you have any thoughts about this, let us know. Taxidermy, guys. Do we need it? All right. Bye.
Bye.